The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, whakarongo ki te tangi a te kori mako Korero flow ngā te hoka force Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount Nā ko nā whakapiri mai ki te Kaupapa tino whakahira hira Whakarongo pi kari kari mai Hare hare mai, o tā ringa hare hare mai We gotta
Gather up close everybody Gather up close everybody
Kani kani move that body Kani kani move that body
E ngai hore titi, e ngai hore tata, e ngai taringa, e ngai tūpai whakarongo wānanga, kia re are mai rā, kia whakaokooko mai rā, ki tā tātou punua pāho e whakapāho atu ana, i te pokapū, te taone hararū, o te awamotū, e mihi atu ana kia koutou, kia ū. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koe, tuahine.
Tēnā koe, paito mihi.
Ah, mā te aha I te ngana, mā te aha I te ngana. Hoi no nā kua no tō tātou mihi, I te korenga o tō tātou hoa a Praone.
Ai.
I tai mai te ata nei, kia piki te ora kia koe e hoa, ngā manaakitanga kia koe o tira ko tō whānau. Mā o hoa nei, tō tātou kaupapa e pīkau, o tira kia koutou ngā taringa. Ai, pehana koe, tuhene?
Kei te ora ahau. Yeah, had a brush with COVID, not myself personally, but in my household, and actually it was a nice break.
Yeah, it's one of those things, so those who have to isolate due to a whānau contact or in household contact, it's sort of like, cool, 10 days off, 10 days off.
Yeah.
Don't be like those ones that I know and they use their kids' COVID test to get 10 days off, and don't do that at home.
We were fortunate that, you know, we weren't hit hard. Yeah.
And, you know, kia tātou katoa e pāngia ana e taua mate kia piki te ora. Me ngā manaakitanga ki rungi a tātou katoa. I hope everyone's been vigilant and responsible and accountable because that's all we can do.
Responsible.
Yeah, that's
good
all
word.
We can do at the end of the day and that's with anything is to be accountable and responsible. And, you know, when you think of others, you are doing yourself a service. And if everyone worked that way, then we wouldn't have any traffic lights.
Wow.
But, you know, it's
what a world that would be.
What a world that would be. Hoi noa te iwi, koinei tō tātou puni. Did you know that's the word? Te puni, he puni. Puni for episode.
Oh.
Yeah. If you go to Paikupu, puni is a word for episode.
Oh, true. Because what we usually say, hōtaka, eh?
Well, hōtaka for program, putanga for a release. So,
puni.
You know, yeah, puni is koina tā tātou kupu mō episode.
Episode, kupu ho.
Kupu ho mō,
puni.
Mō te hunga. E whai anei e nei kupu nei, kupu mō te punua pāho for podcast, heaps of words for podcast. Hoi no, ka whakamahi e tātou o taringa te punua pāho. Nō reira, koina tā tātou puni, hea ha?
233.
What's the angel number of 233?
I don't know what an angel number is.
Well, for those who know what the angel numbers are, what's 233? It might mean something like you're going to get a review or a hooky or a hooky whakamuri.
Ma paraone pe e review.
Right, and it's iwi o te wiki. And we've been lucky enough to talk to some amazing people, eh, Tuhine.
Oh, yeah.
Who have represented their iwi well.
Given us like amazing insights that you can't just get anywhere. Like
absolutely.
You can't Google most of this stuff.
Yeah, and so we've had heaps of kai kōrero who have talked about their iwi, their illustrious iwi.
Hey, there's a lot of iwi that we've covered that I didn't know were iwi.
Well, absolutely. That's the best thing. Like we do a lot of what I like, and you know, from a personal point of view, and I'm sure from a listener point of view, is that we debunk a lot of misconceptions.
Yeah.
You know, like you think that one massive landmass is one iwi.
Yeah,
however,
yeah, yeah.
yeah, they become...
There's like, yeah. You know, like names that I now know are really just rohe names or like waka names.
Absolutely, yeah.
Encapsulates a whole lot of iwi, like, and it just like shows me how like, is it nuclear my upbringing was where I only knew of like the main...
Yeah, absolutely.
More well-known iwis and didn't know about all this myriad of other iwi.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sort of like you recreate your own visual of our geographical map.
Yeah.
In terms of Māori map. Māori map, you know, you see land masses and you identify those with specific iwi. Like, you know, I thought Te Aroha was just Te Aroha.
Yeah.
And then we've got Pikiao, you've got Tūhaurangi, you've got Ngāti Whakaue, and, you know, unbeknownst to me, these are actual iwi.
Yeah.
Under the rohe of a bigger kinship of Te Aroha.
Yeah.
And then
even like coming to terms with Waikato and Tainui or even the entity Waikato Tainui, like that's not an iwi.
Yeah, that's the business part of it. Yeah. That's the corporate arm of e te iwi, ka tita tātou mihi, wai, e pai ana kia mihia, hoi no, me mōhio koe ki te wāhi e mihi ana koe, e mihi nei koe. So, you know, so you don't say Waikato Tainui, that doesn't encapsulate everyone in Tainui.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, up north.
Yeah.
You know, all of your fellas here
we are. Oh, we just get painted with the same brush, you know.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, everything up north is Ngāpuhi.
Yeah. And so that's another one, you know, and before we go on, let's just drop a kiwaha.
Oh, yeah.
Ko tā tātou kiwaha I tēnei rā I te iwi, ko te haere, te something haere. So this is a kiwaha that says like, oh, this is the go these days, this is the trend, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
So ka kite iau I a koe Erika, ka kite koe I tō moko kauai.
Yeah.
Ka ki ake rā, ko te moko kauai te haere. He moko kauai te haere, nei wā.
Yeah.
So, you know, moko kauai, those are the things, that's the thing these days. That's the go, yeah.
Ko ngā hū kirokitai rā te haere.
Te mate. Pono, nā, yep, he hū krakatai rā te haere. He hū krakatai rā te haere.
Oh, he hū.
Well, the examples I've seen is he. Okay. However, I would debate if kote is the same.
Okay.
If you're familiar with this construct, this idiom, let us know if kote is used as well. Maybe okay. MC Grammar might be able to determine.
Yes.
But honestly, they are, and I'm not allowed to get any.
Oh, yeah, kāroha.
I'm not allowed to be seen with Crocs on.
Oh.
But they're so comfy.
They're so comfy, and they're like river shoes, town shoes.
That's what I mean. House shoes. They're off. They're like those tires that you can keep on your car.
I saw this funny ass meme, and you know the strap that they've got.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like putting my shoes into four wheel drive mode
and tightening them.
The strap on.
Absolutely. No reira, koina tā tātou kiwaha e te iwi, he te haere.
He
ko
something te haere.
Yeah. So instead of an iwi o te wiki, a specific one this week, we thought we would do some hoki whakamuri, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, it's because we've covered so many and we want people to get a chance to...
Go back, yeah. And see the ones that we've already done.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, if you think your iwi has not been represented yet in Taringa...
Let us know.
Let us know and suggest us a kaikōrero.
Yeah, that'll be helpful.
Yeah. And in true Taringa fashion, we've chosen some snippets that we liked or that we thought would be cool to play back again and talk to those parts.
Yeah.
So did you have one in particular, Erika?
Yes, I've got two.
Oh.
Actually, interestingly enough, both of the snippets I've chosen were females.
Nice.
One of the iwi that I wanted to look at, I chose because I wasn't on that episode and I didn't want to listen here myself.
I did that too. I chose one that I wasn't lucky enough to be there with. Yeah, so cool.
So the first one I've prepared is from an episode where you and Paraone talked to Tia. It's episode 137, Ngāti Hauwa.
Cool. Ngāti Hauwa.
Okay, cool. So let's have a listen.
And what does he ingo tuturu mō te wāhi o Morena Whira? Yeah, ko te ingoa tūturu ko te au o Waikato.
Oh, te au o Waikato.
Oh, wow. So that's good to know, because when you were outlining the district and
the Hundred line.
Yeah, or Ngāti Hauā, anaka kōrero koe, hoki ki te au o Waikato.
Te au o Waikato, yeah.
And I was going,
Yeah, ka pēnei te kōmita. Yeah.
So now I get it.
Ai, kia ora.
Ara e te iwi, te au o Waikato.
Te au o Waikato, me tuku tono tohu rānei ki te kaunihero o Piako, kia panoni ai anō, kia whakahoki ai anō te ingoa.
So you all know, I te kōrera, te aho mō Morina Whira. Morina Whira is Moransville. And ko mohio koutou, he kupu mino tērā, o he ingoa mino pia.
Ai.
Yeah, so a borrowed loan word.
So it's not a mourning field.
No. And the traditional name for the, maybe not the town, but the area upon which it sits, or the whenua, is Te Au o Waikato.
Kia ora.
That's probably the middle section of a really cool overall section.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
So prior to this little bit, she outlined the boundary or the porowhita of Ngāti Hauā, which was actually really large. It like encompasses Tamahere, Karapiro, over to the other side of Te Au o Waikato.
Yeah.
And then I thought this question that you asked about the ingoa tūturu or Morena Whira was really cool, because it just reminds me about how, you know, all of our ingoa Māori aren't just ingoa, but there's always a bigger story
absolutely
behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And to memory, she spoke about how the waterways were more prominent around that area.
Yeah. So, one of the other boundary markers is Hinuera. Just after this kōrero, you guys start talking about the story Te Awa I Tahuti.
Aye.
Of which, of course, is, long story short, is when Taupiri used to be over by the Kahuimonga.
Yep.
But anyway, Taupiri stands where she is now, and she was a bit māwiwi. So Tongariro sent some waters her way, which was the Waikato Awa, but first it flowed out past Hinuera.
Yes.
Must have went through Moransville.
Yeah.
And then out Hauraki ways.
Yeah, well, because, you know, if you know where Moransville is, and if you were to liken it Te Au o Waikato, the current of Waikato, it would have nothing that would represent such a thing right now. So, you know, and it sort of highlights again that our lens on our current landscape are due to highways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, there's a Māori map, and some of those highways are from actual tracks.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, the Kaimai track at the moment, where the road is, that follows the old Māori track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And some other roads as well. And, of course, Great South Road is from Governor Gray, bringing down his troops down to the Waikato. So, you know, there's a lot of history and layers. And if you get to understand it, it's actually a beautiful thing when you get to realise the landscape in which we live in from a Māori point of view. So, you know, and some of it we could hardly fathom because of due to agriculture and geoengineering, that it changes what we actually know that to be. Like how these ingoa are misused or lost or not used anymore.
And it's also, that's a good point, because she talked about another place within the Ngāti Hauā district, which was Motu Maoho, which she said was named because it used to be a really swampy land, quite a large swamp, and there used to be little islands there.
Kia ora.
But nowadays, due to just the whenua being a lot more drier and maybe agricultural reasons, there's no swamp.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Cool, that I know where Motu Maoho is. There used to be a BP there, and then it became a biltong shop.
Oh.
But it's this little part, there's a kura there. So if you're coming from those ones, if you're coming from Tamihere, Matangi on the way to Moransville, it's this little area before you get to Moransville.
Okay. Well, what's cool about that is if you look at the name, and so Motu Maoho, the islands, I don't know what the actual kupu, the ingoa, actually literally means, but it sort of gives us an idea of what the land used to be
absolutely like. Absolutely, yeah. You know, and you know, a lot of swamps were filled in for the sake of agriculture, and actually the swamps, if you didn't know, they're actually the kidneys of your land. They filter your water.
Yeah.
You know, and so then they go through its natural filtering system.
Yep.
yeah, just real quickly, but now that they've filled in, they'll notice a different grade or quality of water or the lack of quality of water because it's just straight runoff into waterways and you get all that. So, you know, we're going into another Kaupapa.
Bring back the swamps, man.
Yeah. People think swamps are bad, but swamps are our kidneys, are your whenua kidneys.
Yeah. How to kupu Māori mō swamp?
Repo.
Repo.
Repo, yep.
He repo te haere.
He repo te haere, ai. O, oh, ienei wā he. He pāmu te haere. He pāmu kou te haere. Hoi no. Yeah, pai tēnā, mihi ana kia koutou Ngāti Haua, kia koe hoki tia. And?
Well, that was our only episode that we've had an impromptu Waiatoa Te Wiki on.
Yeah, that was so cool. That's a, you know, Māori ake nei.
Yeah.
So she was there with her class, eh? And so her class got to sit in on her kōrero, which was probably a good koho for them as well, for their own. And,
yeah, true.
And then so they were... They were asked to join in and sing their waiata. So go and listen to that, Itiwi. Those of who aren't sure of Ngāti Haua, and you know, the hack is, and this is from our listeners, is they go, yeah, man, when I go to a certain area, I look up Taringa and see if they've done their iwi o te wiki, and then I just like, I swat up on them. So if I'm called to speak or karanga, I've got some ammo, you know, some proper ammo, some good kōrero.
But, I mean, every iwi is super interesting, but this one also... The Ngāti Haua are the holders of the Tumuaki.
Yeah.
And Te Kauhanga Nui.
Te Kauhanga Nui, aye. Yeah. Nah, nui ngā kōrero, kamatū, ko Wurumu Tamihana Tarapipipi, te tangata nānata te kingi tuatahi i wāhi.
Yes.
And so that's massive kōrero. The thing is, though, you drive through these sleepy towns and they don't look like anything. I'm not talking about Moranville, but you look at lands and they could be just desolate or just big ranging plains or farmland.
Yeah.
If you know this area. But little do you know, it's like rich as history.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're heading to like Hauraki and stuff, exactly. you're just shooting through and, yeah. Nice pies in Moranville, so I was told. Wagon wheel. Chicken pies.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Adding to that snippet, I'd like to present my first note, if I may, if I could approach the bench. And this one is the iwi Ngāti Piki Ao, ko Ngāti Piki Ao te iwi, ko te kai kōrero, ko Wāta Crib, kamatū ko te puni, ko tahirau whiti te kaumāwaru te puni. So 178 episode, and Wāta Crib was the spokesperson, or the speaker for...
The
kai kōrero. The kai for Ngāti Piki Ao. And this is a short snippet I really liked. That I'd like people to hear. Nō reira, whakarongo mai.
Yeah, encouraging all our families and hapū and whānau hapū and iwi to learn their whakapapa, you know, affording the opportunity to sit down in the time to sit down and learn whakapapa. So I encourage anyone that rings me or texts me to ask about whakapapa, I never hesitate because it's their own whakapapa and they have the right to know their whakapapa. I never say, oh, you know, or... this isn't the forum or this isn't the place, but me he mea kai te whai te tangata I tōna whakapapa, ko e au te aukati I tērā huarahi.
Kia ora iwa.
Ki ōna tupuna.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, so it wasn't exactly a Ngāti Piki Ao specific snippet. I just thought it was a really good
reminder
to everyone about on their whakapapa journey, you know, and someone like Wāta Crib to say that who was he to be the person that blocks someone from learning their own whakapapa.
It speaks
volumes of the person, you
definitely.
Know. I've yet to have the privilege of meeting Wāta, but I've always admired him since his manu kōrero days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so I thought that was a really good reminder for us when, especially with iwi o te wiki, these could be the first glimpses or the closest thing some people have, connections of learning their iwi. And so I think we have a... Well, in one way or another, we end up being responsible of being able to disseminate kōrero for people to latch onto, so it gives them an in into heading back home or finding out kōrero about themselves. So yeah, I thought that was really cool. And also in that kōrero of Pikiao, he really hits hard at the start about the whakapapa of Pikiao.
Yeah.
From Tamati Kapua down, and then Rangitihi to my memory, and then, and of course, Ngā Pū Manawa. Ngā Manawa Pū? Ngā Manawa E Waru.
Yeah.
Ngā Manawa E Waru, so the rich whakapapa of Te Aroha.
Is it Ngā Pū Manawa E Waru? I don't know. Yeah,
Ngā Pū Manawa.
The eight beating hearts.
Yeah, the eight beating hearts. Ngā Pū Manawa E Waru. And so, yeah, that was really cool. And another interesting kōrero, and this is from a Ngāpuhi perspective, is that how he talks of Pikiao finding someone suitable to bear him a son.
Yeah.
And of course, he talks about the account where he meets Rahiri in Tauranga.
Yeah.
The known eponymous ancestor of Ngāpuhi, and that Rahiri betroths his daughter, or Mukupuna,
yeah,
who is named Uewhati to Pikiao, and then they have issue.
Yeah.
They have an issue, which is funny because there's two sides of that where Uewhati is a male and one, and Uewhati is a female, so there are differing kōrero to say which Rahiri that was or which Uewhati it was,
yeah,
and even which Pikiao it was. But no, it's really interesting and hear that in him also telling a story of when Hongi came down in his exhibition down to Te Aroha,
yeah,
that he stopped at Pikiao and stopped outside of the park and recited his whakapapa, which gave him access to Te Aroha Hinihopu, which is now known as Hongi's track,
yeah,
for him to gain access into
Rotorua, yeah,
to Mokoia. So it's an all and interesting, but the thing about it is not that so much it's a, that was a Pikiao perspective. So I could give a perspective from a Ngāpuhi perspective, but I really love other iwi perspectives.
Yeah, just know. Really informs, like you can,
yeah,
you know, grab the stuff that you know from your iwi perspective,
yeah,
and then marry it up with the other,
yeah,
perspectives.
And you've got two sides where you get a sort of a rounder view,
yeah,
of what happened. And because, you know, for those who know, there is history of the northern tribes raiding and southern tribes and stuff like that. And then it's good to hear the perspectives of those tribes, of those iwi, you know, one, yep, how it affected them, but two, the other parts surrounding it. Yeah, so I found that really, yeah, interesting, yeah.
I really like what he said there about who was he to be the stopper, block someone from learning their own whakapapa, because often I see on social media,
yep,
people who aren't connected, who are searching for their whakapapa, post questions in iwi groups or whatever, and get blocked,
yeah,
from certain people. So, yeah, who are we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are we to stop someone from learning about themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, there's another thing to that about searching your whakapapa, which is great. And then there's the ways of sort of asking it as well. I think there's people where I know of instances where people just want it, like Google.
Yeah.
And then the person that can help them, you sort of need a bit more time with them because you can give them all the answers, however, it might not sit well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not to negate what Wata says, but there's also something to be mindful if you're asking an uncle of an uncle that has the whakapapa, hey, uncle, can you give me this whakapapa? That person may need to know it. They may be responsible for it. Not the gatekeeper, but responsible to make sure that it's disseminated properly.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. And so I get it. And another thing I do believe as well, whakapapa will show up when it's ready for you. You know, sometimes, I'm not saying all the time because I do think, I still believe people should be able to access their own whakapapa. But I could look at a whakapapa many a times and at different times I've seen other things. It's like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, same.
That just pops
same,
out,
same,
eh?
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, or there's a name that starts popping up and you go back and you go, oh my gosh, it was there all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a journey. It's a journey. Yeah.
It is a journey. Mm. Well, thank you for that one. We'll move on to the other snippet that I chose, which is, I didn't even realise until now, is also another tia.
Ah, he tia te haere.
He tia te haere. So we spoke to Tia Waitai Henare. She is from Ngāti Kuri, and it was episode 192.
Angel number.
I have no idea what these angel numbers are, so you'll have to fill me in one day.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll listen to the snippet. Whakarongo mai.
Ko tētahi o a mātou tino kaitiaki, ko tēnei mea te ko te pūpū harakeke, te pūpū hakarongo taua.
Kia ora.
Flex snail?
Mm.
Ki etahi?
Wow.
He tino kaitia ki roto I a mātou o Ngāti Kuri. And we hold it in very high regard too, because nowadays, ko ahua ngaro haere a mātou pupu harakeke. So they're nearing extinction, and for our people, if you have a pupu shell, we call it a hanga o te pupu harakeke, ka kite koe te tangata e mauana ki tērā, ko mōhio koe ana no Ngāti Kuri taua tangata.
Kia ora.
So yeah, you'll see some of us wear it. We like to wear ours on stage when we're doing kapa haka. Ka kite a te motu whānui I a mātou taonga, tino taonga o roto I a mātou. E ko ngā kōrero mō tēnei taonga o te pupu hakarongo taua, te pupu harakeke, ko inga rā o mua, ka noho ēnei ki roto I ngarito o te harakeke. When we used to have invading tribes, they weren't aware of our taonga e noho ana ki roto I te harakeke. Anā ka tau mai he ope taua tū ki runga I ēnei pupu harakeke, and ka tangi ngā pupu harakeke, ngā pupu hakarongo taua.
Kia ora.
Nā tērā ka whakamohi atu ki te iwi, he ope taua, you know, e whakaeke mai nei. So they were a warning call to our iwi when we had invading tribes, because they didn't know we had these taonga. And if invading tribes were coming into our rohe, ka tū ki runga, they stand on them, the pupu harakeke he momo tangi, ki etahi he nge, he momo sucking sound, and ki etahi atu ko rongo, it's like a high screeching kind of he momo tangi pera. And the home people would recognize that sound and know that there must be people who, you know, an invading tribe has come into our rohe.
Yeah, so.
I
don't know what it sounds like. But I have a little ulterior motive of the reason why I thought this would be a good episode to feature. Because recently I was down in Ngāti Hene Uru Rohe.
Oh, kia ora.
And the pupu harakeke got brought up.
Oh, wow.
And I was fortunate that I had been on that episode and heard the kōrero from Tia about it, that I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah,
and
cool.
I could tell them more stuff.
Could they did they have a kōrero about it as well? Did they use it in the same sense or?
I don't actually. I can't remember how the pupu harakeke got brought up into the conversation, but I was like, I know the one you're talking about, eh? It's white.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, they have it up north. Way up north, and that's pretty.
Paikato wera, kōrero. Kamatū, koutou o Ngāti Hene Uru.
Yes. I'm searching for someone from Ngāti Hene Uru to come forth and be our kai kōrero.
Ai, kia piri mai, kia whakarangatira nei tō koutou iwi. Even though you don't need us, however, we'd love to hear from someone from Ngāti Hene Uru. But no, it's good. And you know what I like is hearing our wahine Māori talk about their iwi.
Yeah. And he rangatahi tonu ia.
Rangatahi ake nei. So, you know, she, young Tia, she was really great.
She was such a cool kai kōrero to have on.
Yeah, and you know.
So knowledgeable at such a young age.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is as well is that we specifically ask for people of a younger generation, not so much to dismiss our kaumātua, but I think it's great to show how much of that kōrero has been passed down from those kaumātua.
Yeah.
Nā ngā kaumātua, ngā tamariki, ēnei reanga rānei I whakatupu, I ako.
She is such a good representation of
that. Yeah, and that's what we'd like. And also, it's great to have female kai kōrero. And I know a lot of them here. He nui te horokoku o ngā kai kōrero wahine ko pirimai ki a tātou hoino, ko kitea nei te aupāia, nei wahine, mana wahine o aua iwi. So yeah, it's always good to get a mix, a gender.
He mana wahine te haere.
Yeah, mana wahine te haere, a generational diversity, but it's hard to say which one I've enjoyed the most out of all our iwi o te wiki. What about you?
Oh, if we're going to say which one I've enjoyed the most, probably my own iwi.
Yeah. Although, well, like, you know, actually, I've enjoyed the two goes we've had out of my iwi.
Yeah. You know, probably because, you know, it resonates personally with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I bet that's the same with everybody else out there who have had their iwi featured.
Absolutely. So, that's been great. It's been great listening to our iwi o te wiki again.
Yeah.
And having all the kai kōrero in there.
It'll be cool to go back around and, like, you know, do them again. Because, like, I know in my iwi, Apanui, so we spoke to Rawiri Waititi, and he's a whanaunga of mine, and we're from the same end of the coast. But I just know that the other end,
so, whatever. Yeah, yep.
Marainui and Omai, all that side, they, yep. you know, they have way different kōrero to our side. So it'll be so cool to feature someone else from there.
And in saying that, our iwi o te wiki is their only introductory.
Yes, he timotimo kai.
Yeah, timotimo kai. The encouragement is for you to have a listen and then take the next step and going home.
Yeah.
Koina tā tātou puni mō tēnei rā, mihi ana kia koutou, tēnā koe tuahine.
Tēnā koe e hei. We did it again, talk too much.
Course.
He kōrero te haere.
Too easy.
Yeah, we're actually supposed to feature another snippet, but we've talked too long, so you will all have to go and find your own favourite snippets.
Ai, ai, kia ora.
Right. Haha tā tātou waiata.
Ah, ko tā tātou waiata I tēnei wiki e te iwi. Nā te reo takiwā dan tēnei. Ko te ingoa ko ki ngā tai tamariki. Whakarongo mai. Man, the pipes on the man. The pipes on the man. Te reo takiwa done, tēnā koe hoa.
That was pretty cool, like how it had haka in there over a nice melody.
How did it go?
the kupu. But it just reminded me of something. I think I read it on Facebook when everyone was sharing their 50 years of matatini.
Aye.
And I think it was one of Piranu's big write-ups. We talked about how, you know, it wasn't the in thing, wasn't te haere.
wasn't the haere at the time.
At the time to layer haka over melodies.
Yeah. And how it's changed in te reo takiwa dan has been a kaihaka for Wakahuia for some years. And they had some of the best singing groups of the time when they were all together. But, you know, koe noa e kōrero anō tērā. So just going back to our kaupapa of iwi o te wiki, if there's an iwi that we have yet to feature on Taringa, hit us up on Paiahua or Pukamata. and let us know what that iwi is, and if you know of a kai kōrero that would be suitable for that kaupapa and for taringa and for the listeners. We'd love to hear from you. We're always looking out for kai kōrero for our iwi. We really enjoy talking with these people and getting to know more of our iwi. So, ka nui tēnā mō tēnei wā.
Right.
E hoa mā, ka nui ngā mihi me ngā manaakitanga ki rungi a tātou katoa i enei tūwhai āhoranga. Ngā mihi o te wā, hei kona rā.
Hei kona!
Ki yo, whakarongo ki te tangi a te kori mako. Kōrero flowing at the hooker force. Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds. Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount. Nā kona whakapiri mai ki te kaupapa tino whakahira hira. Whakarongo pi kari kari mai, hare hare mai. O tā ringa hare hare mai. We gotta gather up close everybody. Gather up close everybody. Kani kani move that body. Kani kani move that body.
Tā ringa. He mea tuku nā te wānanga o Aotearoa, ā nā te māngai pāho me irirangi te motu i tautoko. To listen to more episodes, search for us on your podcast app and subscribe, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Tā ringa, whakarongo mai.